Habe gemacht. So we are on Yudaladamu base of Ksuvos by the Mishnah.
Yeah. Yeah, the Mishnah says Amrab Yoisi. The Mishnah says Yoisi says a story that happened about the halacha was Ma'ase b'tinoikos sheyorda lemalis mayim in ayin. There was a girl, and she went down to draw water from the well, benensa, and someone was ma'aneser. So that's a story. And the question is, can this girl marry a kohen? Amrab Yoisi Menuri. If most of the males in this city can get married to a kohen, what does that mean? He can marry to a kohen. A man can't get married to a man. It means that if he was married to a woman and he passed away, can his wife later marry a kohen? Or if he had a daughter, can that daughter marry a kohen? So if yeah, so then she does not become possible. This girl that was nen, so did not become possible with this bia. Mm-hmm. And therefore, if most of the people are in such a status, so then she can get married to a kohen. That's what the Gemara, the Mishnah said. You learn the Rashi's right away.
What?
How do you usually do it? You learn the Rashi's right away.
Give the Rashi's and give the Gemara and the Tosfos all together.
Oh. So yeah. So.
So we said previously that if she's nenes, she cannot marry a kohen.
Right.
So the
Gemara is going to try to understand what is it talking about here.
Right.
We had two shittas before Bnei Geya. Was it Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua?
Right.
So Amalei Rava, Rav Nachman, Rava asked Rav Nachman. According to who did he paskin this halacha?
Because it fits neither.
Yeah, ikir Rabbi Gamliel. If it's according to Rabbi Gamliel, afilu berei psulin nami. Rabbi Gamliel said that we always put the girl on her chazaka, and if so, even if most of the city are not kosher, so she's also allowed to marry a kohen. So it can't be that he's fitting him because he says specifically only if it's Rabbi, if you're only Rabbi Anshi are good. Ikrab Yeshua, if it's according to Rabbi Yeshua, I feel a Rav Kshedim Nami Puzzle.
Right.
And Yeshua says, even if it's Rav Kshedim, she's also Puzzle. She can't marry a coin.
Right.
Omer Leis Rav Nachman answered to Rava, Hochi Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. He explained him like this, really, Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri holds according to Rabbi Yeshua, that in a normal case should be Puzzle. But over here, there's a specific situation. The situation here, there's two roivs. There's two roivs. We'll see, there's roiv people in the city of kosher. And in addition to that, Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav, it's talking about, in this mission, it's talking about a specific case, Bikroinois Shotzipoiri Hayamaisa. That at the same time that there was kosher people here in the city, at the same time there was caravans coming from Tzipoiri, which the people in Tzipoiri were kosher the people. So we have two roivs. Inside the people in the city are roiv kosher. Inside the people who are coming in the caravans are roiv kosher. And only specifically in a case with these two roivs, only in such a case that Yeshua would hold that she's allowed to marry a kohen.
That's
a quote. What's the chilek with two roivs and bar roiv? What does it mean?
We'll see later in the Gemara that really, b'chla, we know there's an idea of called the parish, merubaka parish, and really we should always go after the raiv.
Mm-hmm.
But by yichus, we're machmir, but in the case with these two raivs, we say...
Well, I'm asking, what does it mean, two raivs? It means
most of the people, percentage-wise, most of the people in the city are kosher. Besides that, most of the people passing away, passing around, are also...
That he's a if the Rav is kasher in that city,
it's a mile for yuchsin to need to have two ravs. One rav is not enough.
According to the previous Gemara, we go the discussion that we had. That's maybe in this discussion, but previously the halacha was that we, according to Rabbi Gamliel, if the Rav is kosher, so then the Vlad is not considered mamzer, is not considered,
it's kosher.
That's the maskanas that we have last time. But we never had a case where we have one Rav which is kosher and the other Rav which is not kosher. What's the halacha then? This is the discussion we're talking about.
Here we have two Rav.
We have two Rav.
Rav kosher, both of them.
Yeah, both of them are kosher, but still, you have they're not the same.
Okay. So this is even according to Yeshua. Even Yeshua would hold in such a case that he's passing like a Yeshua.
Right.
That usually be puzzle with one Rav. But here, since it's
well, let's see. Well, let's go into this discussion now.
Kedabaami, and it's like Kedabaami. The Amr.
So what's the question? If the two of Akasher, what's the question?
He's explaining the Mishnah. That the Mishnah is talking about a case with his two Ravs, and that's why he says that she's allowed to marry a Kohen. If it wasn't for the two Ravs, then Abishua would hold that you're not allowed to marry a Kohen.
Why?
Because the Yeshua said before,
if there's one Rav that's kosher, why she shouldn't be kosher?
Yeshua said it's
Rav Yeshua.
Okay. He's saying that like a Yeshua. That's what he says. Lo'ilam. Amar Hachi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Rashi explains that he's saying that.
Yeah, because if Rav Gamliel, it's a kilo psulim.
Right.
The Emes, it's like she's passing the Yeshua.
Right,
because it's two roivs. That's why he's making it kosher.
Okay, fine.
The Gemara explains later what's the difference between one roiv, two roivs.
That's according to
Rabbi Yeshua.
No, but Rabbi Yeshua brought by
Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri
is the place.
Right. That's right.
Because Rabbi Ami, like Rabbi Ami, the Amr Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami said. That's talking about a case when there's tzia, there's a caravans of kosher people going to that place, and so Rashi says that we have two rois, we have the rois people who are traveling, and we have the rois here, and then in that case it would be kosher to marry a koyin. And according to what Abiyanai says, Domer Abiyanai said a statement. That if she was nivel, she was nivel in the caravans, she's kosher to kohuna. The Gemara tries to understand that statement. The Gemara is giving an address where the Be'ilah took place, but that seemingly is irrelevant. What difference would it make where the Be'ilah took place? In the caravan? What he means to say in the caravans doesn't mean literally that's where the bia took place. He's saying it took place in the time that the caravans were there, and therefore she's kosher lekohuna. Aval pidish echem mitzipoidi. What happens if one person came out of the city of Tzipoidi, where Tzipoidi, we just mentioned the top of the page, Kronis or Tzipoidi, the caravans that come from Tzipoidi, where Tzipoidi, the people are kosher people. So if one person would be poidish from Tzipoidi, Ubal Havlad Shtuki, because he holds it's from the Kavua. It's poidish from the it's poidish from the city, from the Kavua.
What's in the city?
Tzipoidi. Even though it's most people, because even though there's most people in Tzipoidi are kosher, it's only one Raiv. There's no two Raivs here. And therefore, the Vlad would be a shtuki. We wouldn't let the Vlad marry a kohen.
Because one rov.
Because only one rov. You need to have two rovs together.
Mm-hmm.
And the Gemara brings it.
Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't.
Rashi says it on the one.
Right.
A Vlad shtuki. A Vlad shtuki.
Shereba masin lekuna.
A Vlad shtuki. The bachad ruba loy marsha. One rov, it's not enough. The Gemara says Kihal, like the story that happened.
So,
so
then why is Dafka just with Tzipori? You can say that any
being an example of Tzipori, because we just mentioned that the people come from Tzipori are kosher.
Yeah.
So he's saying even if from the city of Tzipori itself comes.
Why can't you say that of Yerushalayim?
What happened in Tzipori?
Yeah, but the fact that the Gemara is bringing Tzipori, what's the Nafkamina? You could say Yerushalayim also there of his kosher.
Yeah, because we're talking about Tzipori.
Tzipori was a city that was known for.
Okay.
that people
Rabbi Yossi lived in Sephardim.
Hmm?
Rabbi Yossi lived in Sephardim.
Yeah.
Like the Ma'ariv said that when Rav Dimi came, he said Ze'iri said Amar Chanina va'Amrila. Others say Amar Ze'iri Amar Chanina. They miss out Rav Dimi. They said that Ze'iri said Amar Chanina. Hoichen acharoyv ha'ir, ein hoichen acharoyv siya. He made a statement that seemed not to be understood. That what the statement was that we go after the roiv of the city. We don't have to go after the roiv of the travelers, of the sea, of the caravans. The Gemara tries to understand it. Klapi laya, the logic would tell you the opposite. Ha ninaidi, the people are traveling, are moving, so therefore they're not kavua. So the chayyish should be there, you should go after the roiv. The hani kivi v'kaimin, the people in the city are standing in one place. They're like kavua, and they should be the mechzal mechzal. They should be the ones who. Why does he say the opposite?
What do you mean? The people are moving. So what?
People are moving, and
does that make him kosher?
What logically the halacha was? They call it parish, merubaka parish, but what's kavua is mechza mechza. So it should logically be the opposite. If they're in the city,
mechza mechza 50-50.
Yeah, which is a suffix, and you can't be married to a kuna in such a case.
And okay, but it has to be. And the other one, the
parish meroiv. So they say you're allowed to marry because it's called parish meruba. It's the Gemara that klapi lai. The logic would tell you the opposite. The Gemara explains that the Gemara explained over there. Lahoilchin acharoiv ear. We go after the roiv for the city. Vehu the ikar roiv siya bahada. And it's talking about only when you have two rubis, roiv city and roiv travelers. Ainilchin acharoiv ear great. So we don't go after the roiv ear if it's only one roiv, but it's the roiv ear itself. And v'loy acharev siya greitza. We don't go after most the roiv of travelers by itself. My time. Why don't we go after roiv traveling by itself? Gzei the roiv siya otor roiv ha'ir. Even if most of the people traveling are kosher, we don't say it's good. We don't say the la'ar ma'ay koyin. Why? Because Exeter Rav Siya to Rav Yer. Because if you get me mate, the people from the, even though it's Zolchayz called a parish, Merubaka parish, he says because then you might be mate someone who's comes from Rav Yer. So Gemara says, but for Rav Yer Nami, Rav Yer itself themselves. So why you mate Rav Yer?
What's that? What's that?
So, Rav Yer Nami.
Yeah.
If the in the city,
yeah.
The person that did the be'ila,
yeah.
So what did he do? He left his house,
yeah,
and he went to this to the girl,
yeah.
So the chayre, he's also the same idea. He also is poydish from the roiv, because he went out of his house and he went to the place of the girl. So why don't we goyze over there also, just like we goyze by roiv travelers.
You should persek by the ear the same way.
Yeah.
Right. Regardless of the roiv, then.
Yeah. Idika oddly inu legaba called the parish. Remember parish. If he went to her, so he's parish from the roiv, and it's called the parish. Remember parish. See, my answer is like tzvicha deka oddly inu legabayu. She went to him. The have the kavua, and then is the kavua. Therefore, even if most people are kosher,
what's that?
Even since she went to him,
yeah.
So really, she went to him. So he's a kavua.
What do you mean a kavua?
It's in his house. The city's a kavua.
Yeah.
So the chayra, it should be not good. She shouldn't be able to marry a kohen. But of course, we have two roivs here. Roiv here is kosher, and roiv travelers together, the two roivs. Therefore, it's good. That the kavua, any kavua is like mechza mechza, and mechza mechza is a suffix. So it's the only reason that she's allowed is because there's two roivs. It's two roivs, side roiv city kosher, and side roiv travelers at the same time are kosher. Of course, the two roivs, that's her mata. If not for that, she would not be mutter. But since there's two roivs, there's no reason to make any gzeira.
Even though we said previously, called the parish, meruba parish.
by travelers, we made a gzeira. We said it's no good, even if there's a rave travelers are kosher. We still said it's not. It's not.
No, but here, call the parish miruba parish. If anyone who separated himself from the rav, he doesn't belong to the rav.
So in such a case, this talking about that she went to him.
Yeah.
Therefore, it's kavua. It's not parish miruba. If he would
what
have
went, it's kavua.
It's in his house. It's in the house in the city.
Right.
So it's kavua. If he would have taka went out of his house and went to her, so then we'd be parish, we wouldn't be, we'd make a gzera.
Mm-hmm.
So now the Gemara questions this idea of having two roivs. If you like the Gemara asks me, being in today, Ruby, you need to have two roivs. What do you, we find a loch and you have to have two roivs? But Tanya, we learned in a braisa, Teisha Chanuyis, there's 9 stores, Kula Meiches Basa Shchuta, all selling glad kosher meat. Achas mecheres basan nevela.
Yeah, we learned that.
Yeah, it's more m'sachim. Yeah,
m'sachim. We learned that. Yes, that's what we learned. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so there's one store that sells nevela. So v'lo'akach ma'achas man, he bought from one of the stores. So he has his name of kavua because he bought from one of the stores. Any them in lo'akach, he doesn't know which store did he buy it from. Sveikei aser. So the sofik is also because it's called kavua. And it's kavua. It's matza matza. How about the benimtza? If he found it in the shuk in the street, he doesn't know which store it came from. Halech achar haroiv. He goes after the roiv.
Oh wow!
And he,
see, that's interesting.
Today's day
still a risk.
So you go after the roiv. Since it's not. We don't know. We call the parish. We call parish. So we see over here clearly that we don't need two raves. One rave is enough. So Gemara is questioning this whole idea of why do you need two raves? That's a separate issue, and that's it's not this argument. It's not this case. That's just, because of that, it's taka, you won't go eat it. But this is, you know, dinner taira, you know, the whole basar shalman ayim, I think, is a gzeira of rav. Rav, I think, was one who made a gzeira that basar shalman ayim is also.
Mm-hmm.
Gemara, I'm thinking about the Zara, I'm not sure. But Mina Torah, you'll be allowed to eat this meat. So we're asking a question: where do you get this from? Idea? You need to write. If you want to say that you get it from the idea, b'she'ein dalsas nedina neulois, that when the doors of the city are not closed, because you ladubim alma, because then you have a roiv coming from other places, you have roiv people traveling, maybe that's what it's talking about. You have roiv in the city and you have roiv people traveling. Rav Zeira clearly said that this case is talking about even if the doors of the city are closed. We see if the doors of the city are closed, so there's no roiv coming from anywhere else, no two roivs.
Yeah.
And we see that he says it's kosher. So you can't say that's what it's talking about.
Right.
So we have a kasha. Where is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? We get this from the need two raves. The Gemara answers that really, in general, halacha, one rave is good enough. But over here, maila also be yuchsin. They made a maila. They made an additional
specifically for yuchsin.
Yeah, for yuchsin, they made a specific. A specific criteria, so to speak, that in order to marry a kohen, you have to have two raves. One rave is not enough. They made a special, you know,
chumrah.
Now the Gemara says, "Gufa, let's look into this case about kavua, kol kavua kamach samach tzedam." Amr Rab Zayda. Rab Zayda said a halacha, kol kavua kamach samach tzedam, bein lekula bein lechumrah. Zayda said a statement that anytime you have a kavua, so it's kemechza al mechza, we consider it a suffix, sai l'chumra and sai l'kula. Anyway, whichever way it takes you, we consider it a suffix. So Gemara says, Menali lab Zayda ha. From where did Zayda learn this halacha called kavua kemechza al mechza? Bein l'chumra, bein l'kula. That it goes both ways. Bein l'kula. That it goes both ways, not just one way. If we take it from Teisha Chanuyas, that from this halacha we just learned before about the 9 stores of kosher and 1 store not kosher. He bought from one of them. He doesn't know from which store he bought. It's Osir. If it was already potash, then we go after the Roiv. If it was what you found in the street.
Okay.
So then you go after the Roiv. Nine are kosher, we say it's kosher. So that case would only tell us that's Lechumra. We go Lechumra. That if it's Mekavua, and you went to the store, you went to the butcher shop, you bought meat, you don't remember which butcher shop you went to, if it's a kosher or not kosher. So we're machmer, and we say, no, you can't eat it. It's a suffix. We're machmer. So that's very good. So where does he know?
When is it kosher? When he says,
if it's he found in the street, it was parish, then we say it's kosher, because you go after the roiv.
Right.
But if it's kavua, somebody went to the store and bought meat, and doesn't remember which store, if it was a kosher store, not a kosher store. So then we say, you can't eat it. It's a suffix. It's mechsa, mechsa. Mm-hmm. Can't eat it. Mm-hmm. So we see, in a case of chumra, we see that this halacha goes about the calls to kavua kamechsa mechsa. But where do we see it lekula? See, Gemara brings a different case. Ella maybe
mechsa mechsa is also a safek.
But when it comes safek, in this case we're machmer. We say you can't eat it. You don't know it's kosher.
So it's not a safek. It's a safek on which we're machmer.
We're machmer.
Right.
So where do we find a safek which we're makel?
Right.
Zayda says it goes both ways.
Right.
The Gemara says, let's look at different price. It says, "Mitishat Svardim, there were nine frogs, which frogs are not shirotzim. V'sheretz echad b'neim, and there's one sheretz between them. That's a turtle or something in between the frogs. And Noga be'echad man, he touched one of these animals. V'eni yedeh be'ez ben Noga, doesn't know which one he touched. Sveike tamei. So over there, Yisafik is tamei. So Gemara says, "Hasam nami lechumra." But the also you can't learn from the lekula; it's also lechumra. Ela masei mitishas shiratzim svardeya echad b'neim. There were nine shiratzim, and there was one svardeya between them. Noga ve'echad mehen, he touched one of them. Ve'eini de beidim enoga. He doesn't know which one he touched. So the halacha is b'shus hayachid speke tamei. If it's in shus hayachid, so we know that the speke tumim shus hayachid, we say is a tamei. We find a case where we can go to Kula, to even though Lachar Yim touched it, might have touched the Sheretz, but since it was B'Shusar Abim, even though it's Kavua, we say it's Mechza, Mechza, and we're Mekel. So we find both ways, we found the price where Rabbi Zayda gets it from, that's Bein Lekula, Bein Lechura. So now the Gemara says, if we see that Mechza Mechza is so strong that it can even be Mekel in a halacha of Tumah and Tara, means it must be very strong, must be Minat Torah. This whole idea of Kavua must be Minat Torah. So Gemara says, Minaraisa Minolan. Where do we find in the Torah this idea that Kol Kavua Ka Mechza Mechza Dami? So Amar Kra, the Torah says, V'orav Lo Yivikam Alav. When a person murders another person, so it has to be in a way V'orav Lo Yivikam Alav, that he planned out the murder, Yivikam Alav, and he. And it was the murder had to be done bikavona, had to be with intention. Achi skaven loy. And the Gemara over there in Sanhedrin brings from Shimon. And Shimon says that if somebody wanted to kill Reuven, he killed Shimon, he's potter. The Rabbanan argue on him, but that's what he holds. But Rabbanan Amri, the Rabbanan that argue on Shimon, they say Amri Dvei Rabbi Yanai Prad Lezorek Evan Lagoy. Lagoy means between them. That if someone threw a stone into a crowd of people.
Mm-hmm.
And in such a case, he's potter from Misa. See, Gemara says, "Hey, Chidomi." Gemara over there asks, "What kind of crowd was it?" If you say there was nine goyim standing there and one yid between them, and he shot a stone at the crowd, and one of them got killed, that's it. Even the yid, so we say he's potter. Typically, the ruba knanim ninu. We can say that the reason why it's part is because Reiv Kananim. We don't need the pasuk of Arav Loi Vekama Love to teach us that. It's because it was. Why do we need the pasuk? Yeah. Why is it self understood?
Typically.
Yeah. Why is it self understood? Because when you have a case of trying to be chayiv misa, somebody misa, you don't chayiv misa somebody else safek.
To try to do everything, so, the best they try to do everything.
Yeah,
to find
but so in a case when there's nine goyim and one yid, so you only the party to tell us this part. I mean, it's self understood. There's nine goyim, one yid. It's we don't need the party to tell us that it's kavur kamechza mechza. And a suffix, we want to kill a yid or not, and therefore he's part because he wasn't. We can't prove that it was kavana. typically Druba Kananim Ninu. We can learn it out from the fact that nine of them are good, most of them are goyim. Inami, Palga, Palga. Even if you want to say half were Yidden and half were goyim, Safik Nefash is Lahakal. So we don't need the pasuk for that. But it says Leitzvicha. When do we need a pasuk in a case? Ika Tisha Yisraelim Kanani Yachad Benaim. There was nine Yidden and one goy. The Havli Kanani Kavua. That Kanani is a Kavua there also. V'chol Kavua Kamachza Amachza. And in such a case, we need the pasuk to teach us
that he's
Potter. And that's when we need the thing of Kavua to tell us that he's Potter. Even it's even here Lekula that we're making Potter. Even in a case where there's nine Yidden and one guy.
Even though, in a way, there's kavanah to kill someone because
it's the most Yidden. It's a chayiv thing, you know. It's a chayiv. How the Kanani, kavua, b'chal kavua, kamachza, machza, dami. Fine. So Gemara now understands that the sinya of kol kavua, kamachza, machza is a dimin ha-toyra. Now the Gemara gets back to speaking about the halacha of our Mishnah. Itmar, we learned Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Rav, halacha k'rab Yoisi. Chiya Barashi says in the name of Rav that the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi passed in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yechon Anuri says she's allowed to marry a kohen. He passed that's the halacha. He's allowed to marry a kohen, this girl. Rav Chanan bar Rava Amar, Rav Chanan bar Rava says name Rav Hayruas Shah Hoisa. That the fact that Rabbi Yechon Anuri, Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah was matter this girl to marry a kohen was Hayruas Shah. And
why was it?
Now, what with looking at Rashi, what it means Hiras Shah? This didn't have a
for the special time, but what was the
situation?
Yeah,
they had more reasons to matter.
Yeah, but which reason? That's what I'm asking.
In other words, what Rashi says that he means to say is that Rabbi Yechon Anuri was matter in the Mishnah was Hiras Shah,
right?
But the Doyrais, you need two Rives,
right? No, I understand that, but. Okay, fine.
So Rabbi Yirmiya asked, "Oli Yuchsin Lebin and today Ruby, for Yuchsin you don't need two rives." Now, what was Rabbi Yirmiya thinking? He thought that the whole idea why they paskind, like Rabbi Yechim and Rabbi Yosi, is only because of one rive. That's what he thought. That's what they meant. And of course, it's one rive is good enough. So yes, don't you need two rives, but now we're into the Mishnah. Matza Batinaik, if there was a city, that there was Yidden living there and non-Yidden living there, it's a mixed city, and in that city, Matza Batinaik Mushlach, they found a child there in the streets, laying this mushlach thrown into the street. There was a baby there. Found this abandoned baby.
Say if it was a Yid or a goy.
Yeah, we don't know who it is.
There was no breast, I guess it was before.
Or a girl.
Let's say it's a girl. Okay. Yeah, no. If most of the people in the city are goyim, we hold this person as a cheskes of a goy.
Right.
If most of them are Yidden, we hold them a cheskes Yisrael.
Right.
And then we have an interesting thing. The Mishnah has a separate. It says Mechza Mechza Yisrael, which seems to be strange because you just said Roiv Yisrael is Yisrael. Now we say Mechza Mechza Yisrael. So it's two different.
No, if it's 50-50,
it's also Yisrael. So you just said you could have just said Mechza Mechza Yisrael. You would know for sure if it's Roiv Yisrael Yisrael. Why do you have to say two separate clauses? So Gemara will explain why.
If what? If you could have said what?
You could have said Mechza Mechza with half and half it's Yisrael, and for sure if Roiv Yisrael, for sure it would be Yisrael.
Ah.
Why the Mishnah have to say it made two different clauses? So the Gemara deals with it. Gemara says why?
Why?
We'll find out.
There's different. There's different ways we relate to him, to this person. Rashi says right away. The Gemara explains what the difference between Roiv Yisrael and Mechza Mechza Yisrael. You know why he divides into two things. Amar Rav. Rav said in that case, Lo Yishanu El Lahachiyosei. That we hold him as a Yid, for what instance? To give him food, right. to give him tzedakah, to sustain him. But we don't hold him as a Yid to let him marry a kohen.
If he's a girl, don't let him marry a kohen.
Yeah. So now we have Rav, who says, when there's one Roiv, it's not good enough. So how can you say that? Rabbi Yirmiyah is asking, how can you say that Rav said one rave is good enough?
By the Rav Shakes, or by his which I Rav Shakes?
He thought, yeah, he thought, Rabbi Yirmiyah thought that we were saying even when there's one rave is good enough. Oh. So he's asking, you know, Rav himself said that you need to have one rave is not good enough. L'yuchsin loy. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said that we hold him as a yid lefakeach alavis agal. And Shabbos, if a pile of stones fell on top of the person, so if it's a yid, you on Shabbos you have to be in pekuach nefesh. You have to undig the pile of rubble to get the guy out. And this child is there. You don't know if he's a yid or a goy. He's mushlach
b'chashuk. Yeah.
So Shmuel says we hold him as a yid for this instance. That even on Shabbos, because he's mechza the safik. So you're right.
Yeah, you can look at it now just to help you out. If the place falls there, and we don't know if there's anyone in there.
We know somebody's in there. We know that
even if you didn't know somebody's in there, you're allowed to dig just in case somebody
flies. Yeah. Yeah. So the Gemara answers ish the mitzvah ha. Rabbi Yirmiyah forgot or didn't realize this. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Merav, the Yehuda Merav taught us the Kornish, it's a party of a Maisa.
Because it's a case of an Achayis.
Two.
That he's allowed to remove the stone. It's
not Pikuach Nefesh.
No, it's not a case of Pikuach Nefesh. It goes further than Pikuach Nefesh. If you can do it for. We said you can do it before for Le Achayis, right?
Achayis means to give him food, sustain him.
To give him life. Yeah. So removing the stone is also to give life.
Rav would hold both, right? Rav, he says he's going a step further than Shmuel.
Right. Yeah, it's a different story. I mean, Achayis said just give him food.
No.
The question is, you're not Mechalel Shabbos to save a goy or a yid. I mean, that's a question.
Right. Exactly.
So no, Achayis saying two different
categories.
If you can mechalel Shabbos to save someone, for sure you can save someone.
The kal vachomer. The case is not to save, just to give him food.
Okay, but to give him, to sustain him, meaning to allow him to live.
Yeah, well, I don't know pikuach nefesh. I mean, it's.
Rabbi Yehuda,
we learned that Rabbi Yehuda Merav said it's talking about in the case with his two rives, his Kreinish and Tzipoidi have a mind that there was also caravans coming to Tzipoidi, and therefore it's no kasha what Rav says over here that you need to have two rives, you know, the yuchsin is not good enough. Is it that agrees with what Rav said before that the law is like a b'yosi, because he also says that in that mission is talking about those two rives. Rav Hanan bar Rava, Tamar Rosh Shoy Sekashe, Kashe Ha. According to Rav Hanan bar Rava, who said there was a Rosh Shoy, so according to him, it would be Kash what Rav said. Rav said that you need to have two rives. Why is he saying? Rav Hanan bar Rava said that this he need two rives with a Rosh Shoy.
Right.
Man, the Masni Ha, the Masni Ha. The one who learned that the Yehuda says in the name of Rav that's talking about Bekrenish is praying that there was two rives, did not learn this din of Rav that did not learn that Rav said there was a Rosh Shah. The one who learned this didn't learn that. It was two different people who learned what Rav said. Now the Gemara is looking into this Mishnah Gufa, Malta Batinig Mushlach. If we found a child in the streets, if most of the people are going, we say he's a goy, Imrav Yisrael, Yisrael, Mechza, Mechza, Yisrael. Omer Rav, we learned that Rav said, Loishonah, Lach Yoisei, the whole mission is talking about to sustain him, to give him from the tzedakah, to feed him. Avul Yuchsin Loi, but for Yichus, we don't let him marry a goy, Shmuel Omer, Shmuel said, Lefakech, Alam Esagal, it's the case we're talking about to uncover on Shabbos the pile of stones. So Gemara asks, "Mi Amar Shmuel? Is that what Shmuel says that by pikuach nefesh you need to have a roiv, and if there's not a roiv, you wouldn't help him?" Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. We learned that in the name of Shmuel, ein hoichem by pikuach nefesh achar roiv. That by pikuach nefesh we don't go after the roiv, even if it's mechza mechza, it's a suffik. It's a suffik. It's nefesh. It's lehakel. We even dig him, even if it's a suffik. So why does he need over here roiv? This is that Shmuel says that the difference would be to uncover the dirt. They're talking about for the first part of the Mishnah. that we hold is a goy. If it's a roi v'akum, we hold is a goy. However, even though we hold is a goy, still you'd last with me fakeach zagal and Shabbos because it's a suffix. Im rei v'ev t'kechav, mev t'kechav, amr shmul, fakeach zagal ain't a kain. If they're coming to fakeach zagal, to uncover the dirt on Shabbos, we don't hold them like a goy. Now the Gemara goes into the next part. We said, im rei v'ev t'kechav, mev t'kechav, l'may hilchus. What halacha? Since Shmuel said the mefaklam is a gal, so we see that we don't hold him as a goy as everything. So in what regard do we hold him as a goy? Fakeach of a gal, we say on Shabbos he allowed. So in what instance we say he's like a goy?
Forget as a gal is speaking on half and half, or when it's met, when mainly more than
more goy.
Even when rave goy.
Oh,
Omer a papa says. If it's Rav Yevki Chavim, we would feed him. Even if we would feed him nevelus, if someone has a nevela, you're allowed to give him to eat nevela. And be a dayim. If it's a yid, if you have a sub, he's a yid. You're not allowed to feed a yid this nevelus. Be a dayim. And for sure, Rashi adds, if in sure in such a case, you won't be mechuyev to return a lost object to him. And if you damage his thing, you wouldn't have to pay. Like just like only if it, we'll see if it, a yid shur damages a yid shur, he has to pay. But if a yid shur damages a goy shur, he doesn't have to pay. Im Rav Yisrael, if most yidden and most people in the city are yidden, then we consider him a yid. L'may hilchasa. For what halacha would that make a difference? We said already before that even if it's mechsa mechsa, we say it's Yisrael. So what difference would make if Rav Yisrael? Amar Papa lahatzle aveda. To return an aveda of him, if we say mechza mechza, so then we wouldn't mukhiv to aveda, give him aveda, because you have a suffix. If they found the aveda, you're trying to take it out. You're being moitzi from me. I found it. You want to take it. You want to say it's yours. So you prove that you're a yid. You know. So you say roiv yisrael. Then we take on the chazaka as a yid because we go after the roiv and we say that you have to give him back his aveda. Mechza mechza yisrael my hilchasa. When he's half and half, we say he's a yid. For what halacha does that make a difference? In the case of nizakim, there's damage. So Gemara asks, what are you talking about? Hechi dami. What case would that be? If we say it's so much a case when one of our oxes gored one of the goyim's oxes, one of this guy who's a suffix of the oxes, lay malay, he would let him tell. I said, I did so. Why would that make a difference? Tell them, bring me proof that you're a yid, and I'll pay you. As long as you don't bring proof, the burden of proof is on you. Bring proof that you're a yid, and I'll pay you. So it can't be that that's the case where it makes a difference. But in my mechza mechza, if that person's ox gored a yid's ox, palga meshalim, he pays chatzin nezek. The idach palga, and the other half. Now, usually, if a goy's ox hurts a yid's ox, he has to pay full damage. No, it's only enough. Chatzin ezek.
No time.
Chatzin ezek is only because a goy doesn't care about his property damaging anybody else. So we punish him. We tell him, got to pay full from the beginning. But if this guy who was suffic, we consider him a Yisrael. In what instance, we say he has to pay only chatzin ezek. Ah, you want ezek shalom? Prove that he's not a yid. I see the love you saw about bring me a raya, not a yid, and then I'll pay you the rest. That's how the love is in his face.
Okay.
All right. I guess Shasat Chakai.